Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from George in California with this problem. What course of action can a company take if a payee who's already been paid for services rendered avoids or refuses to give his tax ID information on the W-9 for 1099 reporting purposes? Well, George, this is so common. It's something I've been lecturing about for years, decades even. And it's totally predictable if you've been fool enough to pay them without first getting that information from them. So, first of all, establish a new policy right now. No one gets paid again without filling in the form W-9 first. Also, it wouldn't hurt to get a copy of their business card and any advertising information they have for their business, or print out a page of their website and put it in the file. Now, what do you do about this particular turkey? Simple. Send him a written request to provide the information on the W-9, mail it certified, and email it to them so you have two records of the information proving you tried to get it. In the letter, request a response within 15 or 30 days, you decide, and advise your contractor that you will be filing all of your 1099 miscellaneous in January as the law requires. Any 1099 miscellaneous sent to IRS without a taxpayer ID number just might cause IRS to investigate the payee and may even result in an audit of the payee. And make it clear you won't be asking again. In addition, let them know they won't be doing any more work for your company without this information. That usually gets a response. Unfortunately, sometimes it can be a violent response, so be as careful and tactful as you can, but firm. You can't believe some of the frightening irrational behaviors I've witnessed from people who never plan to pay taxes on the money that my clients have paid them. You're going to see some real desperation because they no longer have the money to pay these unexpected taxes. And this is another reason to make it clear at the outset you need their ID numbers. They can price the work accordingly, taking into account the cost of paying tax on the income, and no one gets any surprises. Oh, what if they still don't provide the information? Do what you said you would. File the 1099 miscellaneous without the ID number, and in the space for number, if your software will let you, enter refuse to provide. If the software won't let you, include a cover sheet with a list of taxpayers who refuse to provide their ID numbers. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about recalcitrant payees and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.